morning, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. I can't tell you how happy it always makes me every Thursday morning to see you all here. And I hope that you enjoyed discussing the passage today in your small groups. And even more so, I pray that as we have looked together at Jesus' last week on earth, that we have all been spurred to know and love him a little bit more, because Jesus truly did it all, and he has left his spirit to empower us to be his witnesses. I want to remind everyone that we will not be here next week, so you'll be lonely if you forget and come, but we will be back on March 26th, and we'll be starting our Proverbs study, so be sure you have 2 weeks to complete that first lesson. Well, this morning we have a special guest. Our pastor, Neil Tomba, is joining us. And I just want to tell you that for me, this morning is a chance for us to celebrate Neil and all of the things that God has done through him at Northwest, our history of women's ministry here. And it's also a time for us to think about the mindset that we need to cultivate to prepare to welcome the next pastor that God brings to Northwest. I'd like us to pray. Lord, I thank you for Neil. I thank you for his years of ministry here. And Lord, I thank you for the reminder that I saw in your word this morning that those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which can never be shaken. And as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people. I thank you, Lord, that our church is surrounded by you. And I just pray for our conversation this morning. I pray that each woman here would feel encouraged and would know that she, that we, are surrounded. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, before Neil comes up, I just want to say that for me, it is a great privilege. I have counted it such a privilege to serve here at Northwest under his leadership. What I love about Neil is that he is a visionary, but also a shepherd. We all know that Neil is a man on a mission, and he is tireless in seeking to communicate vision for the church and for the world. But Neil also cares deeply about people and invests his time in them. I'm grateful for Neil's faithful work week in and week out to prepare to preach the word with excellence on Sundays. We see him up there for 30 minutes. What we don't see are the hours and hours that he puts in each week to prepare to preach. I'm grateful for his commitment to missions, for his passion to spur us on to have conversations about Jesus. And we saw in this week's study that actually conversations about Jesus were not just Neil Tomba's idea, but it is a way that we can carry out God's plan for us to be his witnesses. I'm also thankful for Neil's love for the church and for his commitment to lead and shepherd this church well through this time of transition as our elders and the search team look for our next pastor. I also just want to say I find it pretty cool that Neil loves to ride bikes. How many churches have a pastor who has ridden his bike across the United States? Maybe not a one besides us. So would you join me in welcoming Neil this morning? And I just want to say, too, Neil is not here. He didn't know I was going to say those things. He's here to encourage us. But I just wanted to express appreciation for Neil. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you, Betsy. And I was a little surprised last night when Betsy did this, because I was like, no, I'm coming here to appreciate the people in this room. And it is a great privilege to get to be here. And when this whole thing about transitioning to a new senior pastor came up, I went to Betsy and I said, I'm not trying to promote anything or me. I really just want to come and let the women of our church know how important you are. And I think you'll get that as we go on here. So
yesterday, I think, marked your 30th year of service here at Northwest. Is that right?
Well, officially, it was my 25th year being senior pastor,
year being
but
senior
around
pastor.
This time, 30
okay.
years, yes.
Well, tell us a little bit about what women's ministry was like when you came to Northwest.
30 years ago, that's a long time. Wow.
Who was president?
No idea. You know, it's kind of just hitting me here, Betsy. 30 years, 3 decades, and some of y'all have been here that whole time. I won't make you raise your hand. And a lady handed me a note last night, and she's been here 51 years. I know we have some 50 years here. And I would say, when I think about first coming here, the picture of women's ministry, I have a picture in my mind of Vicki Kraft. How many of y'all here knew Vicki Kraft? Wow. So y'all been here a long time. So I'm going to tell, I did this last night unplanned. It was a bit inappropriate, but I'm going to go ahead and say it here, and you can kill me later. So, y'all, I walk in. There wasn't an office for me. There was a clothes closet at the end of a building that's no longer here, and they said, Neil, we'll clean the clothes closet out for you. I'm like, great. The great thing about getting that clothes closet, y'all, was Vicki Kraft was 3 doors down. Now, you got to understand, Vicki Kraft was Lebanese. My grandmother was Lebanese. I walk in and I see this woman who looks like my grandmother. And part of my story is when I look at who was the key adult grace in my life, who I said, oh yeah, there's a human being on the earth that loves me. The first person I think about is my grandmother. And so I see Vicki Kraft, and we become fast friends, and she became this source of wisdom, regular encouragement. I would go to her often for advice, and you know, Vicki, she wasn't trying to make sure you felt good. She was just going to give you the truth. Y'all, so guys, I'm trying to package this better than I did last night. So my grandmother was larger than life to me, right? And the bigger she was, the better in some ways. She had this big chair she'd sit in, and my brothers and I would torture her. And one time she pulls out from behind her chair, we were sitting a distance from her, a fly swatter that was this big that she had bought just to get us, you know? And so one time I was describing my grandmother to Vicki, and I had been telling her all these years she looks like my grandmother, and then I said to her, and she was really a rather large woman.
Oops.
And then when Vicki saw a picture of my grandmother that looked like her, the first thing she said to me, she's not that big. But, you know, I think we said this last night. It's pretty amazing to think about. Here was this woman. She started women's ministry in the U.S. That you all are a part of something that's like, this is way bigger than us even here. And the influence she's had on so many women, and I'm going to claim some of it too, the influence she's had on me. So That's what I think about when I think of women's ministry when I first came here.
Thanks for sharing that. Is there anything else that stands out in your mind about a particular women's minister or the ministry from the past besides Vicki?
So, you know, I should say Betsy or Angela, the women's ministers are here. But I would say I'm so thankful for all the women's ministers we've had here. So I became senior pastor after we had a church planting effort. You know, we planted a church and helped Chuck Swindoll plant a church, and we playing at Watermark Community Church, and it's kind of a joke, y'all. But our next women's minister was, y'all remember? Diane Miller. So Diane has to step in after Vicki Kraft, after a very, very difficult time in our church. And you know, when I think about Diane, y'all, I think about a woman who just operated with dignity and grace. And she just was this calm force, not just for the women of her church, and again, for me. Diane, to this day, I spoke with Diane on the phone, I don't know, a couple months ago, and I always felt like Diane was on my team. You know, Diane would say, Neil, I am for you. And there was just something about her presence in that way. And then, you know, so if you remember, under Vicki, we had teaching, and then there was, Vila told me, what were they called? Electives. And some women would study the Bible, and some would do some other things. And then when Diane came in, you know, Diane held that value, God's truth over our opinion, right? And Diane said, hey, we're all going to study the Word, and we're going to break up into groups, and we're going to be digging back into the Word. And you know what's amazing? Diane was not only coming then after Vicki, Diane was critical in our whole church experiencing what you all experience here week after week, where you get to study the Word, but also you break up into smaller groups. So Diane was our first small groups minister here, and Diane really led the charge in some ways out of nowhere to help us be a church of small groups. And so I think about Diane and, wow, the impact she had.
What is so cool is that Diane was here for our 40th Women's Christmas Lunch in December.
Oh, yeah.
So I love that. Well, what has been a highlight for you personally in your 30 years of ministry at Northwest?
Speaking here
or
this
several
morning. You know, this isn't at first going to sound like a highlight, okay, but it truly has been. So one day we got a call from one of our children, and this is a story I share in our connecting ministry when we're having new folks come, and some of you know about this story. And our daughter said to us, hey, will you support me? And we're like, okay, for what? And we were told that she was going to have a child, and we had prayed over time about, God, what should we do here? And even should she come and be with us? And we didn't feel like we had an okay from the Lord on that until 2 months before the baby was going to be born. And she comes finally home 2 days before Christmas. And she says, and I want to come to Northwest Bible Church. And her and I, this was one of, I believe, the high points of my life with her, was we talked about what would I say on Sunday morning to help her not have to die a death of a thousand cuts because she's a single mom. And just that she didn't have to answer questions of people who would love her and just say, who's the lucky dad, right? And after we did that, the next day, there was a present on our front porch. And the next day, there was a present on our front porch. And the next day, there was a present on our front porch. And y'all, Bill and I debate over how long this lasted, but it was 2 or 3 months. Every day, there was a present on our front porch. I looked at my daughter one time. We're all sitting on the couch together, and we said, I think we're into February now. And we said, every day is Christmas at the Tom House. And you know, y'all, some men's small group didn't make that happen. And we know. It was the women in our church that said, we're going to take care of the pastor and his family. I cannot tell you how loved we felt during that time. And it reminds me, when I'm in this room, here's the verse that came to my mind as I was just thinking about this time, and Betsy and I, when we were just praying up here, and as I look out this room, I know a lot of you. I'm shocked at how many people I know here, and little bits of the ministry that you've had with each other, to different people in our church. I'm looking at people who have supported different ministries. God is not so unjust as to forget your ministering and still ministering to the saints. Hebrews chapter 6. Yeah.
I agree. We have such an amazing community of women here. Well, as sad as we are on one hand about this transition, I know I am also excited because I know that part of your vision is not just to retire and go camping, but you have
I do want to camp
plans.
Some, though.
Well, yes, we all know you're going to camp some.
Yeah.
But what
Beale
are you...
Beale is excited about that, too,
what
just
are,
so you know.
Yes.
Don't let her tell you differently. She just does that to just, you know.
What are you and Beale looking forward to about the future?
You know, I did ask Beale yesterday before, yesterday night. I just said, hey, Beale, I want to make sure I'm saying we here, because I personally am excited that I really do feel like this is a we thing for Beale and I, and God, again, through this church, has allowed us to get to have an influence on pastors, leaders, men, women in this country, and around the world, and we are so excited that we just are going to continue with the things that we have been doing here, the things that you all and others have encouraged us to do, so I'm just super super excited about that.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear. And how can we as women, thinking now about the future, how can we as women help foster a healthy transition?
Okay. I have a couple things. And here's the number one reason I was excited to talk to this group here. You know, this idea that we've had a group of women that have said we are holding God's truth over our opinion, and in the context of that, we have relationships here that matter. You got to understand when there's a thing called, I didn't use this word earlier, I'm going to use it now, when we had a church split. How does a church survive a church split? A church only survives a church split because there's some people who say, I value a community even when it is not what I want it to be. A church only survives a church split because you have some theology that says Christ didn't just die for us as individuals and for me to be happy all the time with my little community, but Christ actually died for the church, right? The visible expression of the body of Christ. Now, I want to say this clearly. This is no comment on those who have left. No comment at all. I'm just talking about how does the church survive? And when I look back at those moments at Northwest, and I say, God, who, what, where were the preserving influences and people? I want you to know, this is why I wanted to come here. I don't think Northwest survives without the women in this church and this women's ministry that Vicki Kraft started decades ago. And that people like Diane Miller and Kay Daigle and Peggy Banks and Angela Sirocco and Betsy Cruz have led. And that is why for me, y'all, it is an honor to sit here with you, to be with you. And it's no small thing in my mind that most of you show up on a pretty regular basis and listen to me on a Sunday morning and have heard plenty of bad sermons and hopefully some good ones. And that you guys have been the key glue in holding this church together. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I have one more.
Wait, can you ask that question again? I might. What was the question?
So what I want to ask
how can we help?
And we'll be brief because we also want to leave time for women to ask questions. But how can we best support you and the other elders right
now? Okay, two things at least, and I'm going to be brief. Y'all, keep holding on to the truth of the Word of God and let that direct what we're doing, right? Nothing else. Not your feelings, not what this culture is doing, not what everybody in the world is saying to do, that you keep holding on to the truth of God. And you know what? And then I want to say this, and to remember this, the church is not on hold right now. You know what I'm saying? This church is not on hold because this isn't about Neil Tomba, right? This is so much bigger than me. So I just want to put it this way. You hold on to the truth of God and remain aware that the church is not just holding on right now. That we're going to continue to do what God has called us all us to do individually and corporately. And then secondly, I'll tell you this, when we finally announced to everybody and we had this Sunday where we said, okay, we're going to be starting to look for a new senior pastor, I went and visited with as many staff as I could individually just to say, hey, help me understand what this means for you, how you're feeling. And it was such a sweet time. And at the end of those meetings, I tried every time to do this. Now, would you pray for the next senior pastor? And then I'll pray for the staff. And I want you to know why I did that. Because I feel like part of my job of shepherding right now is to help us get our hearts attached to the next senior pastor. That part of, you know, what we do right now is we say, as far as our allegiance goes to our staff and to people, that we will transfer our allegiance from Neil Tomba to a new senior pastor. And the reason why I want to have all our staff and everybody I meet start praying for them is I know that that's the number one way our hearts are going to begin to get locked on to somebody we don't even know right now is by praying for them. So I want to just challenge you, every chance you get, every little meeting you have with somebody else from Northwest Bible Church, you just, before the meeting ends, just say, hey, let's pray for our next senior pastor.
Thank you. Now we want to give the opportunity for you all to ask questions. Diana Chessman is going to have the mic. Diana, that's right up here. If you have a question for Neil, you can raise your hand and Diana will bring you the mic. Don't be shy.
Jean.
I don't really have a question, but I did want to say, and I hope I can say this because I'm not really good at speaking in large groups, but I wanted to say how much I appreciate you as a pastor. And one of the biggest things I do appreciate is that you preach and teach the word, and you do not conform to what's going on in society. You still get up there and say what is true, and I appreciate that. I appreciate the fact that you're so friendly with people and that you're out here trying to meet people and talk to people and you genuinely care about them. And then also I wanted to say that I'm proud to know that you are going to do what you feel the Lord is calling you to do at this time, and you're willing to go. And thank you for that.
Thank you, Jean. Sue.
Neil, I was thinking about your intentionality when we sat down here, and just your intentionality on being here last night and today. And just hearing you talk, it just is that much more so. You are one of the most intentional people I know about just thinking things through. What is the right thing in the situation? What is the Lord leading you to do? And I just thank you for that and your vulnerability in that, because sometimes that means exposing things that, may not have been right up on the list, but you do that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, during the selection process, are we going to, as a congregation, going to be hearing some of these potential candidates come in and as a guest preacher and just preach so we can hear them before they're actually, before the final decision is made?
Yeah. Jean, at some point, the search committee, we have a search committee of 8 people that actually is 2 of our elders, 2 men in our body, and 4 women, and they're going to be getting names, and they'll be interviewing them, talking to them, and before we check off and have a church-wide vote, there will be a time where someone or maybe more than one person will come up and preach on a Sunday morning. Yeah, it's a good question. Any other question? Valerie.
I wanted to know what your role is going to be in Cuba.
You know, I'm kind of hoping that at least a vice president job in the new cabinet there. I was thinking John Gilbert could be the president and take all the heat, and then I will. You know, Valerie, here we have. God has so blessed us being here, because Vila and I both have just had this privilege of working with men and women who are literally all over the world. And so part of our prayer is, God, how many of these places will we actually go to? And so I hope that there will be plenty of time in Cuba as well as some other places around the world. Yeah.
Hi. I don't have a question, but I do have verses that I think have your face right next to it, and it's in Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. He meditates on it day and night. He is like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Thank you for living that out to us.
Thank you.
We'll take one more.
I am so excited for you and so grateful. The messages in the last several months have just been blowouts. Just on fire, Holy Spirit moving. And we walk out of there, I say, Doug, he's already working on next week. How does he do this? So I just want you to know how much we appreciated and saw what you put into it. And then my mind goes back to way back when you first started. It's all just stuff. Do any of you all who were here remember that? We had the U-Haul on the stage, and it got loaded with more and more stuff every week, and we remind ourselves of that. It's all just stuff. So the past sticks with us. This has really hit us, how you have poured into us in your messages.
Thanks, Polly.
We're going to close in a moment. I'm going to pray and thank God
for
Neil.
Can we let Sue say
something? And then, yes, we will let Sue say something.
Okay. So I just wanted to say that in addition to your stellar preaching and your shepherding, you have been just an amazing leader. I've watched you with Andrew Liu and with others that you have come alongside to raise up, and that is another gift. So are you going to be doing maybe, I don't know, a leadership center or maybe a leadership something? Or you're going to write some more books and do leadership?
Sue Edwards has plans for your life.
Well, Sue, first, you can talk to Vila. Vila's got some ideas of books for me to write. That's really the whole hope of what we're looking at is really how do we encourage, train, develop leaders. And, you know, even some of Vila and I got to go to Cuba in December, and we were talking to Barbara, who was actually asking us to do some things, actually asked us to write a cross-cultural book, some things. So we'll see. But that's what we want to do. Yeah. Okay.
Well, before we close in prayer, and Susan King is going to pray for our next senior pastor.
Awesome.
I just want us to thank Neil. Last night, we gave him a gift on the part of Women's Bible Study. And today, we also want to recognize Vila. Will you stand?
With our
and
two grandkids back there. Where are
Can
you, Vila?
Just give it up for Neil and Vila.
Awesome. Okay, can I say one more thing, Betsy?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I'll make this quick. Hey, y'all, I really want to say this, and you know, there are times, reasons, seasons, whatever, for leaving a church. Okay, I know that's a real deal, but I want to be really clear. This ain't one of those times, right? Because this isn't about Neil, right? This is about you, us, the church Jesus loves. And so I just want to encourage us that we're just going to hang in here together on this adventure Jesus has for this one role at our church that's really important called the senior pastor. But we're gonna hang in here together for this adventure. Amen?
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Okay. Susan, if you want to make your way on up here. I will pray, and then Susan's going to pray. Lord, we thank you for Neil and Vila. We thank you for their years of ministry, Lord. I am just amazed. Neil always says he's invested half of his life here, but it's 75% of his adult life. And we just thank you for his faithfulness. Thank you for his legacy. And we pray that you would bless him and encourage him in this season. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord, and we look forward to this new chapter that you're bringing us into. In accordance with your will, we ask that our new senior pastor be a man after your own heart who courageously preaches your truth. And we ask that he has a shepherd's heart and a desire to pastor this flock of yours with all love and gentleness. Lord, we trust you have prepared the perfect man for this job, and we ask that you make his path here smooth. We love you, and we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Or woman.
Thank y'all
Thank
very
you for being
much.
Here. Ladies, if you don't have books, you can get one on your way out.